This is Stuart Molina, podcasting from my home office in Harrisburg. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about our opening POPs weekend, not quite as analytically perhaps as the discussion of the Masterworks programs a couple of weeks ago, but rather just to give you an idea of what we'll be performing. First, a brief word about POPs concerts in general. In our Masterworks series, I put together music that in my mind represents the greatest classical music ever written. We play it on a very high level. Our concerts are entertaining, but the purpose of the concerts is not just entertainment. Rather, it's also inspiration, edification. Perhaps we have the opportunity to change somebody through our music. In POPs, although we perform great music, again, some of the best music ever written, the whole raison d'etre is entertainment. So in putting these concerts together, I try to choose music that I just know the audience is going to enjoy. They're going to spend the entire evening smiling and perhaps leave humming a tune or two. Which leads me right into our first POPs program of the year. This program is entitled America the Beautiful. The idea was not so much a patriotic program as a program featuring things that are distinctly American. And so we open the program with a piece that I think is about as distinctly American as any, and that is Copland's Hoedown from his ballet Rodeo. You'll probably recognize it as the theme song of the beef industry in our country, and it's a rollicking opener. The ballet itself takes place out west at a rodeo, and Copland developed music that came to be pretty much accepted as the American sound in classical music. Next on our program is a pair of pieces, that we did last summer in our July 4th concerts, both of them featuring the trumpet. The first is Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday. Leroy Anderson, of course, was the king of short orchestral pieces for Pops performance. He wrote them for the Boston Pops, 50 or so years ago, and he wrote dozens of these pieces. Bugler's Holiday is kind of a mini concerto for three trumpets. Again, very uplifting, and I'm very excited to present our trumpeters as they're terrific. This will be followed by another trumpet feature, this one featuring our principal trumpet player, Dan Orban, playing a piece by Hoagie Carmichael called Rocking Chair, which is a jazzy big band tune, and Dan will display his amazing technical pyrotechnics in playing this very virtuosic and very exciting solo. On the program after this, we'll be playing a piece with narrator called Liberty for All. This is by a composer named James Beckel. I actually had the privilege of conducting the world premiere of this piece with the Indianapolis Symphony, where Jim Beckel plays principal trombone. They've performed a lot of his music in concert. And Liberty for All is a musical celebration of great American words. Words such as John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, words like the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, words of Abraham Lincoln. And I think that Jim has done a wonderful job, very much in the tradition of Aaron Copland, of underscoring these great words and celebrating them. And I think it will be done to great effect by the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Closing off the first half of our program is Lane Alexander, a fantastic tap dancer with whom I've done several concerts now. We first presented Lane about 5 or 6 years ago with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra, performing one movement of Morton Gould's Tap Dance Concerto. I then had the pleasure of working with him last year with the Queen's Symphony Orchestra, performing the entire work. And at that point, it was a certainty in my mind that I wanted to present him here in Harrisburg. I thought that this performance would be a good choice because tap dance is very much an American dance form, and Morton Gould, the composer of this tap dance concerto, is very much an American composer writing kind of in a cross language between popular musical theater on the one side and jazz on the other side. You might think it's odd that Morton Gould would write a concerto for tap dance, but it really makes kind of a lot of sense when you think about the fact that tap dance is rhythmic tapping. So what he's done is he's created a rhythmic piece for the tap dancer to choreograph. In other words, you might have and the dancer pretty much can do anything he wants as long as the taps do that particular rhythmic sequence. It's a delightful piece. It's a piece in four movements. It's kind of short and compact. And Lane is dazzlingly talented. He's charming. He's funny. It truly is a great performance. The second half of our program mostly features a young vocalist from State College, 17-year-old Caitlin Lusk. She came to my attention last year. Her father, who's on trombone faculty at PSU, came up to me and said, you know, I'd like you to look at my daughter's materials. And, you know, I'm always a little bit cynical about these things, thinking, you know, well, probably won't be very good, but I'll take a look. Well, as it turns out, Caitlin, his daughter, is not only terrific, but she's performed with virtually all of the great orchestras of our country, from like the Milwaukee Symphony, the San Diego Symphony, to the Boston Pops. She was the featured vocalist at their New Year's Eve concert last year. She sings in this program music of Judy Garland and movie musical music, and it's going to be quite terrific. Her arrangements are fantastic. She has wonderful personality, a terrific voice. I'll be playing piano myself with the orchestra, which should be a lot of fun. And again, I think this is typical American music. The movies are very much an American phenomenon, and the movie musical, even more so, pretty much defined an era of American music. We'll be doing some of the best songs from this era, like On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, You Made Me Love You, songs like this, the Trolley Song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I suppose I could go on, but come to the concert and you'll see. And finally, put in between two sets of these songs is music from the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, which, of course, is one of the big hits of the last several years. And the music is fantastic movie music. Again, the idea of the Hollywood music score being distinctly American music. After Pirates of the Caribbean, we'll bring it all together with Caitlin Lusk once more, singing two beautiful songs. One, Amazing Grace, the American spiritual, again, being a distinctly American musical form. And then finally, America the Beautiful, which is what we've titled this concert. And again, I think it's a very beautiful way to bring this Americana program to a close. I do hope you'll come. If you're interested in tickets, call up the Symphony Office, 717-545-5527. So for now, I'm signing off. Join me in a week or two for podcasts about the next Masterworks program.